This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Saram to our listeners. I'm Gulab Pilmoria of Sri Sathya Sai International Organisation of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the Lord's feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Sathya Sai Baba. I welcome our listeners to this 1133 Saturday news program. This afternoon, we will hear part 2, a satsang series hosted by Region 5 of USA, where they aim to bring speakers from around the globe to provide their insight on specific themes. On the 22nd of March 2025, Spectacular Insight had a special guest on that day, and she was Suruthi Vijayakumar of New Zealand. She's also the member of International Young Adults Committee, who says some key insights about pushing boundaries. So before we hear the part 2 of this satsang, let's have a Ganesh Bhajan, and here's one for you.
Victory to thee, Vinayaka Vigneshwara, Lord Ganapati. Victory to thee,
Vinayaka Vigneshwara, Lord Ganapati.
And I think I really love that you shared this, Deepak, many of us have probably already pushed many boundaries, sometimes without realizing, but maybe some we've really had to make effort, like the US example. And that can really give us strength, you know, like sometimes the boundaries seem to get bigger and harder, you know, like,
Yes.
and so when we can draw strength and go, oh, look, you know, like some are easy. Okay, this work one was quite easy. Like, do I stay in this job or do I leave it? But okay, I really want to follow my heart and move countries. And that might be quite scary. You know, my grandma's been shocked sometimes at the amount of places I've lived and what I've done. But she's come to realize, okay, it's a very different generation. My grandma's so cool. You know, she's like, should these, you know, but it can be so hard. There's such a genuine love and fear, no? Like, they want us to be well. So I think it's so beautiful to recognize that. It kind of can help us feel less frustrated, but also really commend you, Deepak, and others, you know, on this call for all the ways in which we have really honored our conscience, and we can see, you know, how that really benefits both of us, you know, us and our parents, if we could do that with love and with respect. So beautiful, beautiful example. So the next thing I wanted to touch on, and just acknowledging, yeah, the messages in the chat, funny Sai Manohari, you know, sometimes our parents are the ones pushing our boundaries. That's also nice. Very sweet. Yeah, you know, so the next thing I want to touch on was, you know, like how to push boundaries and what's the kind of this theme of dissolving the inner boundary, because ultimately Swami says this world is reflection, reaction, resound. You know, it's kind of a trippy teaching. I remember when I first read, I'm like, how can that be, Swami? Like, how can this be a reflection of what's inside? But we'll explore this together. Any resistance we face outside is a reflection of some resistance inside. And we'll go into this more with some examples. And so my experience is, if we want to effectively push boundaries, not with force, not with like anger, or but really with love, if we want to make a change for the better, expand in love, you know, see more unity, more dharma in our society, in our Sai center, in our own lives, it requires a lot of love and compassion, even pushing our own personal boundaries. If I want to improve my health, I can come at that from like judgment and shruti, you're not good enough and you should get up and like exercise more, or I can come from love, and it's a very different source. So we'll explore that now. And I might give an example, and I'd love for you guys to come along the journey with the example. So maybe you can think of your own example as I kind of share one. So I want you to think about in your life right now, you know, where's the boundary that you feel like pushing? It could be in the Sai Center. It could be at home. It could be at work. It could be in your study with your friends, you know. Where's somewhere that you feel like, I'd like to push this boundary? Now, I'll give you all a moment to think of it. I'm going to share a couple of examples. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Sai Center, because I know that was a big theme in your discussion in the study circle last week. So two boundaries that when I was reflecting on the study circle, I think, what's a boundary, you know, to push? One was, you know, we should have more gender representation in Sai leadership. You know, we should have more female leaders in the Sai leadership, more gender representation. I think that'll be a good thing to do. That's one boundary we could push. I'm going to stay with that example for the time being as one example. Rashmita, Deepak, I'm curious if there's any examples that come up for you that you might feel like sharing, if you would like. Yeah.
I can't say it boundary, but yeah, you can just say like after I speak out. So like, I'm very fond of sweets actually. So so from the past 2 months, like literally, like I'm pushing myself not to eat, and I'm still succeeding in that.
Okay. So, and you're succeeding in not eating?
Not eating. Like, I'm very much fond of eating sweets. Yeah.
Okay. So boundary is like to, eat less sweets. Awesome. Like,
Yeah. Habit change.
I was thinking more. Thinking more on the personal side. I play the Carnatic violin. I don't really practice much. I'm kind of like, I don't have that much confidence. So I want to push the boundary and try to like practice more and be better at it.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's come back to these examples, right? So I'm going to continue with this example, and we're going to go a little bit more deeper. All of those in the, who are listening in, feel free to share in the chat if you would like, you know, boundary that you might, if you want to share a specific boundary, we can all kind of learn together if you would like, no pressure, but we'd love to hear it if you like sharing. So I'm going to start with this boundary. And it was interesting, just this last few days, I'm like, wow, I felt really strong about this. Like, we need more women leadership in the Sai organization, you know? And so the next step for me is going, okay, can I take a moment to connect to where is this desire for change coming from? You know, like what's going underneath this? What's underneath this? So if I just sit with this for a moment, and you can even like close your eyes if you like, and just tune into it. Okay, I want to change this thing. I want to change this habit. I want to change this thing in the SAI center or with my family when I have this hard conversation. What's going on underneath? Where is that coming from? You know, what emotions are there? Is there any judgment? Is there any anger? Is there any compassion? Like just what feelings are there? Does my body feel constricted and tense? Does it feel relaxed? And you can just take a moment, you know, take a couple of breaths, just tune into your body, tune into your heart, tune into your inner state, just watching. When I think about this boundary I want to push, what's arising? Is there contraction? Is there expansion? Is there any judgment? Is there anything that feels icky? Do I feel any like should? Oh, I should be like this, but I'm not. Do I feel wow, excited? Do I feel nervous? Do I feel thrilled? Do I, you know, all kinds of different feelings might arise depending on the context. And so I'm curious, maybe if we go back to you both, Deepak and Rashmita, and I'll share in a moment. As you think about your examples, did you have, what came up for you? Yeah, anything you feel like sharing with the group? You, Deepak, you know, as you thought about this boundary, you're already succeeding, which is awesome. As you tune into that desire to keep succeeding, what, any feelings come up, any sensations, emotions?
Yes, Aka. So, like, it's very hard to control. Like, at least, like, we would be having a little, I mean, if you go to some guest house or somewhere around, like, we see that. I mean, if we are very fond about that, at least, like, by our eyesight, like, we will be able to feel that, oh, I need to eat that. But yeah, I kept a strict boundary, like, I shouldn't have it. Like, so, yeah, that's where, like, I mean, even though, like, if I see, like, a bunch of cookies, like, cakes, ice cream, I'm very fond of all this stuff. So, even though I see that right now, like, I'm, I just kept in my head, no, it's a no, that's it. Yeah, you don't have an option to eat that.
Awesome, Deepak, you have great willpower. Where's your desire for this change coming from? What's motivating it?
So, first thing is, like, I think I had attended one of the session by Arvindana, like, long back. So, there, like, we came up through this discussion. But at that point, like, as I'm very much fond of that, eating sweets and all the stuff. So, I spoke to Arvindana saying that I will write a control. And then he mentioned that, no, you should control it. But it took me like a lot of months to get on that point. And that's where, like, if eating more sugar, I mean, it results in our health changes also, right, in the long term. So I just kept a strict restriction. So even though, like, if I'm going to eat also, I won't be eating like much maybe in the future too. So it's very important for our health and well-being.
Awesome.
Too. Yeah.
What I really hear in that, Deepak, the place it's coming from, you had the satsang, you know, it's really good for your health, and physically, spiritually, actually everything, it's really good. So there's this real motivation of, this is something really good for me, I really want to do it, and a lot of clarity as to why you're doing it. And you could just put that boundary. You had such a yearning, it sounds like. It sounds very pure. When I feel it, it feels like, wow, this is really good for me. I know it's going to be hard. The resistance is strong, but I really think this is good for me. And I really want it. You know, it feels like it's really this yearning, right? And it's so far you've succeeded. We may make some mistakes, but so far it's been awesome. Yes. Awesome. And what about you, Rashmita? In your case, what came up? Yeah.
So I was thinking about it, but I think how I approached it is, I just don't put it as a priority. Like, I'd rather scroll on my phone than, like, sit down and play the violin. And I was thinking, like, when I do play it, I feel really good and I enjoy playing the violin. I just don't have the motivation to sit down and start. I think that's, like, the fundamental issue with, like, why I want to push that boundary. And just, like, if I start it, I'll, like, be able to be better.
So there's some resistance in just getting started, hey? But when you start... And what's motivating you to want to do this, Rashmita? Like, what's,
I just like really enjoy when I play. Like when I play, I really enjoy just listening to the music and seeing my skills develop. But like outside of playing, I'm not really interested to sit down and start again. I just don't like the starting point.
And even like, I don't know, I reflect on my own experience playing music. I used to love playing, but I didn't like practicing because it's so boring, like all the drills. I remember that was a real resistance for me sometimes. I don't want to study gamma like 20 times. I just want to jam with my friends and I'd be free to do that. But the discipline, sometimes the effort, you know, there's a part of us that doesn't like it, right? So in your case, Rashmita, what do you think you might, given there's this kind of desire to scroll, and it's easier sometimes, right, to scroll than practice, right? I think all of us can feel that. No, if something, there's some resistance, the thing of least resistance takes priority, you know? If there's some resistance to violin, but there's less resistance to scroll, naturally, even unconsciously, we're going to start doing the thing of least resistance, no? I mean, it takes a lot of clarity like deep, but it's really an inspiring example, brother, that you're like, man, those cookies look amazing, but I'm not going to touch them. So I'm curious if you have any thoughts, Rashmita, on what it might take for you to feel, to reduce that resistance, or to, in spite of the resistance, you know, of starting, which may not go to do it anyway, if you feel it's really a good thing and you want to do it, you know, for the right reasons. Yeah.
I've recently found like just getting inspiration. Like I've been playing like videos of different violinists playing music, and that way, like I kind of, you know, like kind of like manifesting, like seeing it in the future, kind of like putting that in front of you. So I'm more motivated to like try to get to where these like experienced violinists are playing at. So exposing myself to what they're doing, I think it's been helping me kind of.
Beautiful. So getting inspiration, hey, and kind of, it's almost like Deepak's yearning, you know, like I really, really want to do this. Like, I know it's really good for me connecting to that, and beautiful, beautiful. I mean, I think ultimately, like, yeah, no, it's I think very relatable for many of us, you know, whether you're in sports or music or anything. You know, Swami talks about the effort required to get the result, you know, and it does require some discipline and finding a way to you know, build some. I think the other things that I wonder about, Rashmita, is how we can, and I guess each example is unique, but with something like this, you know, build accountability with our friends, you know, or even like, you know, with music, you know, I used to find when there's a big program coming up or an exam, we practice lots. Otherwise, that provides a lot of motivation. Like, and otherwise, you know, it's like not, you know, we would not practice as much. And our teacher used to try get us to perform a lot so that we would have something to work toward that kind of inspired us and motivated us and kind of was more compelling than the phone. Because I'm like, yeah, I really want to do this well. And it's fun playing with my friends. So I also wonder how we can, like your beautiful example of the watching musicians create things that really draw us forward and inspire us forward and creating support around us. You know, for many sadhanas back home, we've often had like accountability with our young adults and, you know, been there for each other and kind of checked in. So these are beautiful examples. I want to kind of, perhaps touch on a different kind of boundary. So maybe there's two things. One, with the personal, I mean, habits, it's, firstly, really inspiring to hear both these examples. I think both of you share a lot of useful insights that we can all apply. One thing I want to share of where I've seen a personal boundary, and I'll come back to the woman in leadership example shortly. For a while, I found there was a lot of self-improvement I was doing from a place of judgment. You know, I was feeling like, Shruti, you should, you know, like you're not doing enough to follow Swami's teachings. You should be waking up and like meditating every morning really early. You should be eating better. Like you should be, you know, like not having so many sweets, to Deepak's example. Like you could be doing much more seva. Look at all the time you're wasting, like on your phone or like, you know, like, and there was a lot of judgment, you know, and I was feeling like, man, like you really suck. Like it was crazy, the self-talk sometimes. And that was kind of creating guilt and trying to push me to do more. Okay, I mean, I would try and wake up early because I know I'm like not doing, and it felt awful. Can you even feel it when I speak, how it feels inside? Like, it's like, you know, Shruti, like, you're not, could be the same thing, you know, same example of practicing music or eating well. It can come from a place of, wow, it'd be awesome, Rashmita, Shruti, if you could practice music. Like, it's something you know is good for you. Yes, there's resistance. Yes, it's hard to get started. Like, we're not in a routine. Like, you don't have friends you used to play with. Okay, it's going to be a little bit hard, but actually, it'd be a really cool thing to do. Like, why don't we try? That's one kind of inner space versus, like, man, like you've wasted your music teacher's time. your parents are always telling you you've not practiced enough, like you know, like that someone else, you know. So there can be a place of pressure or judgment. Can you feel how it's like, oh my God, like I feel small. The pressure, even when I say it, the pressure feels so heavy to be this person that I'm not. Yeah, exactly, Simon O'Meara, same. So when this is there, it's not coming from a pure place. And you can feel it. It's actually the mind and the ego imposing something. And when we try to make a change from this place, in my experience, we don't succeed, because no matter what I do, it was never enough. I got started getting up early. Man said, but you're not eating good enough. And then I started eating better. But you're not exercising enough. And you always feel not enough. And actually, the ego or the mind is pushing. So when this arises, it's so important to be watchful. Okay, where is my... It might be a good idea to practice music or eat sweets, but is it coming from a place of pressure? Or is it coming from a really pure place? And if it's coming from a place of pressure, but I still know it's a good thing. Okay, I know it's good to wake up and do more sadhana, but I'm pressuring myself and it doesn't feel good. How can I alleviate some of that pressure? And for me, it's not something you can do just like that. It's been really a journey of years of really self-acceptance and of self-love. You know, of going, okay, Shruti, it's completely okay if you wake up at 5 in the morning or 10 in the morning, if you have a salad or you have a chocolate cake, Swami loves you unconditionally. Like that love is there. Like you don't need, for me, it was a matter of, I felt I was not good enough if I was not a certain way. And to really accept, okay, it's okay how you are, Shruti. For whatever reason you have these tendencies, having some real compassion. It's really hard to wake up at 5 in the morning when technology is buzzing till 10 p.m. at night, when your friends are up late, when there's things, you know, like you're, for whatever reason, there's things going on. Like it's not like you're living in an ashram where the lights are out at 8 and it's really easy to get up. Like having that compassion, okay, yeah, like you want to eat well, but for some reason you're not managing to. Yes, like it's something that's good to improve on, but okay, like we are having some realism around, okay, it's nice to have these goals, but sometimes you can sleep in. Sometimes you can. Swami's a ceiling on desires, not no desires. So having this compassion was actually a really big thing for me to learn. And learning to accept that no matter what I do, Swami's love is here, and to feel it and to really accept, okay, it's okay, it should be how you are. And from that acceptance, when you try and change, it's totally different. You know, it's a totally different feeling, because you're supportive, you're encouraging, you make a mistake, it's okay. You're not so hard on yourself. There's a lot more love. And that love is, and when that love is there, you're like, okay, it's okay if I don't get up at 5 or I do. Actually, I find it's easier to get up early. Maybe it's not 5, maybe it's 7 o'clock. let's be practical. Let's not be unrealistic. I can't go from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. But there's a lot more space. So I guess all of this is to say, like, there'll be times in our life where the habit change comes from a very pure place, like the examples you've given, you know? I really want to do this, but there might be times where I feel like I'm putting pressure, or I'm feeling pressure from others, or I'm feeling like I'm not good enough. And when that arises, to be watchful as much as we can. We may not always be able to. It's taking me years to really grow this, but to really, you know, invite some. Still, we can make the change. It's a good thing. But where it's coming from is really key, because if it's coming from that negative place, you'll never break away. It's guilt. It's not love. It's actually ego. And it's not serving us. So I want to come back to the other example, but I wanted to touch on this while we spoke about personal habits. And I'm curious, Rashmita and Deepak, how that resonates, or what, if you can resonate with sometimes coming from that pressure place, maybe you don't because you have a lot of self-love already. But if that kind of brings up any thoughts or reflections for you both, yeah.
Yeah, for me personally, I agreed with the self-confidence. Like, I just don't think I'm good enough. So, like, I sometimes think in the perspective where, like, I'm not good enough. There's no point in trying. So, like a lot of self, like, putting myself down, which I think is also holding me back mentally when I could just move forward.
It's crazy how we put ourselves down sometimes, hey? I'm not good enough. I can't do it. And how much that limits us from even starting. I think we can all resonate, Rashmita. In some way, in some shape, we've all, you know, many, if not all of us would have. And your thoughts, Deepak?
Yeah. I mean, I resonate with the thoughts of Rashmita. Like, same thing. Like, I mean, like everyone lose confidence at some point in something. So we need to make up ourselves to be confident and take the things ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so from our sessions earlier, like Vyas wanted to ask, like challenging or pushing boundaries take a lot of effort to each and everyone. So how do you know like which boundaries are what's challenging?
Yeah, awesome. Awesome question, Deepak. And I want to come back to the example I gave earlier that we haven't spoken about. This could be an example to answer your question. So I had this feeling of, look, I you know, let's push boundaries around gender representation and leadership in the SAI organization. And I had this just this week, I was thinking, okay, what's the boundary I want to push? This came up. And I was looking at it yesterday, you know, preparing for the session, going, what's underneath this desire? I can feel it's quite strong. There's something going on in me because I'm like, oh my God, let's do this. There's almost like this like desire to like want to fight the system, you know, and some of you might resonate, some of you might not. So I looked at it and I go, okay, Shruti, why do you want to push boundaries around leadership? Like, what's there? And when I went inside and I reflected, I realized I had an experience maybe about a year ago or 2 years ago, talking to some senior leaders in the organization. This was a committee and they were all male. There was one woman, but she was not formally in the committee, but she was in the meeting. And I expressed myself and I felt completely dismissed. And I felt not understood. And I felt like they didn't get my perspective at all. And this one woman was, the auntie was trying to speak up for me. It was, and she could get what I was saying. She's like, I think the youth are trying to say this. I think Shruti's trying to say this. But the other elders, the males in this case, didn't get it. And they were kind of dismissing also what she was saying. And I came out of this meeting feeling so bad and so sad and so disappointed. And there was actually a lot of hurt. Man, like, I'm just trying to do something, not for my sake, for the good of the youth. And like, I felt so misunderstood. And I realized that's what's motivating me to want to change leadership in the organization. It's actually my own hurt. The issue here is not about changing leadership. It's about Shruti feeling heard. And she thinks if there are more female leaders, she will feel more understood because this one woman understood me. That might be the case. It might not. There are actually many male leaders who've actually understood me very well, sometimes more than my own mother. You know, like there are some brilliant uncles and male leaders in the organization. The thing I really want is an organization with more understanding. That's the issue. And it's coming up as more female, but it's not about that. So when so maybe to your question of how to know which boundaries to push, to look underneath at what's really motivating me and what's the thing I really want. You know, like we think about a thing around like, okay, I want the SAI Center to be safe for people of different, and we're going to talk about this, I know, like gender and sexuality. Is it really about that? Or am I just feeling hurt because I felt excluded or my friends felt excluded and I want a SAI Center that's more loving? We can talk more about this in a moment, but really going, what's underneath? And I give you a different example to contrast it.
Okay, Sairam listeners, so we will continue this satsang after next week, after the Guru Purnima program. Sairam to you all.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.